We start the hour in Washington, where by a vote of 232 to 196, the House of Representatives voted this morning to proceed with their impeachment inquiry, setting ground rules for what is now only the fourth time in American history that lawmakers have gotten this far along in the process of trying to remove a president from office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke on the House floor before the vote.
This is a solemn occasion. Nobody, I doubt anybody in this place, or anybody that you know, comes to Congress to take the oath of office, comes to Congress to impeach the President of the United States, unless his actions are jeopardizing our honoring our oath of office.
Well, elsewhere on Capitol Hill today, testimony continued behind closed doors from the first Trump political appointee to answer lawmakers' questions in the impeachment inquiry. Joining us now is NPR's Tim Mak, who covers national security and politics. And Tim, was this basically a party line vote today in the House?
It was a roughly party line vote, but two Democrats broke with their party to oppose moving the impeachment inquiry process forward. One was a Democrat named Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He is a freshman in a vulnerable district in New Jersey. After the vote, he explained why he opposed moving forward. He said that there wasn't bipartisan support for that inquiry. He believes that the inquiry will divide the country and will ultimately fail in the Senate. But he says that now that the inquiry is moving forward anyways, that he will be making a judgment call based on the evidence presented by the investigations as they go forward. So Van Drew and Democratic Congressman Colin Peterson were the only two Democrats who opposed the measure. And Republicans are now pointing out that it was a bipartisan vote, but it was a bipartisan vote to oppose moving forward mm-hmm. with impeachment.
What changes now with the inquiry now that they've taken this vote?
So the inquiry moves into a new phase. You know, up until now, the interviews have been behind closed doors. That's something that Democrats say has been necessary to prevent witnesses from coordinating their testimony. Republicans have criticized this process, and they've said that the process hasn't been authorized by the full House. They're also saying that interviews should be done in public. Now, with these new rules, they will eventually get both. Interviews will soon be moved into a public setting, first hearings in the House Intelligence Committee and then hearings in the House Judiciary Committee. But Republicans are still calling this a quote-unquote Soviet-style impeachment process.
And in fact, today, Texas Republican Congressman Brian Babin said the president did nothing wrong in a phone call with the Ukrainian president in which Trump pressed for an investigation of Joe Biden and his son Hunter in Ukraine. Listen.
My view, our president was doing his job, ensuring that if taxpayer dollars from my constituents and yours was going to the other side of the world, that it would be paired with a commitment to crack down on corruption at all levels, no matter who someone's daddy is or what their political ambitions are.
So some defense of the president on the House floor. What are you hearing from the White House today about the proceedings?
Well, the White House is calling the process a quote-unquote sham impeachment process. They say that the president has done nothing wrong. And they're accusing Democrats of a quote-unquote unhinged obsession with this impeachment proceeding and argues that it hurts the American people to go down this path.
Meanwhile, Tim, we said that Tim Morrison, who's the first political appointee to testify in the impeachment inquiry, is being asked today about what he knows about that July phone call with the Ukrainian president and President Trump. He resigned last night from his position as a top official on the National Security Council. He is a former longtime Republican staffer at the House Armed Services Committee. Is it going to be hard for Republicans to undercut his testimony?
You know, this is the thing, not just with Tim Morrison, but so many of the individuals who have testified before the House Intelligence Committee. They either have a background in Republican circles or are official national security officials and diplomats who have worked under administrations of both parties. I mean, the president has tried to undercut testimony by accusing those who testify against him as quote-unquote never-Trumpers or folks that have always secretly opposed him. It remains to be seen whether this will be effective. And I think a lot of the public assessment of these witnesses will largely depend on how credible they seem in the coming public testimony when we move into that new phase that has been authorized today.
And do we know if the former National Security Advisor John Bolton will actually testify next week?
Well, he's certainly been asked to by the House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversights Committees. Lawmakers running this impeachment inquiry have asked him to appear to provide testimony next Thursday. The deposition notice notes that it requests a voluntary appearance. Now, Bolton is expected to testify only if a subpoena compelling his testimony is upheld by the courts, according to a source familiar with his legal strategy. So he is kind of unwilling to go along with the impeachment inquiry unless he's compelled to by a legal process.
Tim, just briefly, given how long this is taking so far and the fact that tomorrow's November 1st, they wouldn't be able to go through the whole impeachment trial if it gets that far by the end of the year, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, Republicans argue that if the president is given due process and if Republicans have an ability to issue subpoenas, that it will take weeks and weeks to properly go through that process. There hasn't been a set schedule, although, as I'm sure you know, Democrats have hoped to finish the House side of these proceedings by the end of the year.
Tim Mak at NPR, thank you.
Thanks a lot.